This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Colleen Wolpert is an artist, inventor, and stereograph curator based in Kalamazoo. She creates still and moving images, as well as interactive objects and installations rooted in photography that explores the meaning of vision. Wolpert creates her own stereographs and is the inventor of the Twin Scope Viewer Exhibition Stereoscope. Colleen, what are stereographs? What does that mean?
Stereographs are 3D photographs. They go back to the invention of photography, believe it or not. The basic presentation is a card. It's 7 inches wide, 3.5 inches tall, sometimes as tall as 4.5 inches. And on the card are two nearly identical photographs. They're 3 inches square, and they're viewed through a stereoscope. So back in the 1800s, you put that stereograph into the wire holders of a stereoscope, and what you'd see is a 3D photograph. The stereograph was created with a 3D camera, generally, or a camera that was slid from left to right, basically creating a left eye view and a right eye view. And when you see it through the stereoscope, you're getting an approximation of depth perception that we experience with our eyes.
I believe you're the inventor, patented, of a twin scope viewer exhibition stereoscope.
That's there. Right. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Even the terminology stereograph and stereoscope can be confusing for people.
Yeah.
The stereograph, I think of it as stereo, 3D, graph, like photograph. Stereoscope is it's the optical device. And my twin scope viewer is an updated version of the traditional American stereoscope that was invented in 1861 and used throughout that 80-year heyday of stereo photography from about 1850 to 1930. The American stereoscope was called the home stereoscope. It had a stick on the end, and again, you'd put the stereograph into the wire holders. With my stereoscope, there are no wire holders. There's no stick. Essentially, it was designed as an exhibition stereoscope, as you said, to facilitate the display of stereographs because they were a handheld pastime, and they exist in the thousands. Maybe 6 million unique views were created in 3D back in the day, and they're in the archives. They're in museums and libraries. They're in antique malls or attics. Right, and many people are familiar with them, but many more people are not familiar with them because they're not on display. And I started seeing in museums years ago maybe a stereograph in a matina frame with no viewer provided, or perhaps a digital display where the image was 3D, but you didn't have the original object.
Right.
And I love that stereograph. So I was thinking, what could you do if you matted and framed the stereograph? How could you create a viewer that allowed for display of that stereograph? So my twin scope viewer hangs on the wall, generally, or a pedestal, however it is used. And you pick it up, you put it to your eyes like binoculars, and then you go back and forth at the wall until the view comes into focus.
Find that sweet spot there.
Exactly.
So how do you create the photograph part of it? You print something off twice to make sure it's identical, or
great question.
How do you do that?
You need two different images, two different perspectives, just like we see. If you close one eye or cup over an eye, you see one view. If you do that with the other eye, you see a different view, and the perspective is shifted. About 2.5 inches is the average distance.
Ah.
So a stereo camera has lenses positioned that same distance apart, and it creates, through synchronized shutters, one exposure from two different perspectives.
I understand that there was an inspiration to create something like this. You have a twin sister who has an affliction that prevents depth perception.
Yeah, that's right. My twin sister, Ronnie, has strabismus. Essentially, her eyes are both functional, but they weren't seen in the same direction at the same time. It can appear as lazy eye, but the clinical definition for her is called strabismus. And you can't see in 3D if your eyes aren't looking in the same direction.
That's true.
Although you can accommodate through depth cues like shadows and distance, perspective. So she got by in the world. But when we were 11 years old, we discovered through watching a 3D movie on TV, essentially she wasn't responding to it, and I was.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Wolpert recalls how she discovered her twin didn't have depth perception.
She was right next to me, and I said, the creature's lunging off the TV at us, the creature from the Black Lagoon. And I was
You're responding,
I was going
and she's
back.
Calm.
She's not moving, and I'm jumping back. And I said, don't you see it? And she said, see what? So but I couldn't understand what her perspective was. And I really wanted to know what that was, to look out through her eyes. And that promoted kind of a lifelong fascination with vision and through seeing in different ways, working with the blind population, blah, 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 blah. Specifically with my twin sister, she started vision therapy about the same time that I first discovered a stereoscope. It was around 2000. I was at the Kalamazoo Antiques Market and I saw a stereoscope there. I didn't know what it was. It had an image in the holder and I picked it up and I had that jaw-dropping moment. Like, wow, 3D, this is fascinating. Because again, the general public doesn't know about stereographs and I was included in that. At the same time, she was starting vision therapy, working with an optometrist or an ophthalmologist who specialized in vision therapy, which was for children, pretty much, with strabismus. And it was controversial at the time that adults could regain their stereo vision. But after a couple of years and many exercises, she did see in 3D for the first time.
She did.
She did.
So you can improve that with therapy.
Yes. A lot of people don't know it.
I didn't think you could.
No, there's a message behind my work, and there are many messages, and that's one of them. I like to think there's a dialogue that forms around this, and many people have approached me and said, really, can I see fine, I don't see in 3D. Well, there's some websites, there's some resources out there if you want to go down that road. My stereoscope has helped my twin sister, because when she uses it...
I was going to ask, how does she respond to this?
I like to say that the first time she saw in 3D, it just clicked and it's been a forever experience. But in fact, it's intermittent. She doesn't see in 3D that often. But tools help her. Comes and goes, sometimes based on if she's tired or it's a psychological block.
Yeah.
Whenever she uses the viewer, she hands it back to me and she says, oh, I can see my hand and then I can see you and I can see behind you. So something's happening in her brain that's resetting that.
Have you met other people in your exhibits that come to this that have the same issue?
Yeah, absolutely. It's estimated about 10% of people can't see in 3D for various reasons. But yes, people approach me. Conversations happen organically. There was a photographer in September at a photography festival that I went to, and his whole portfolio was, there are 2D photographs, as photography is, but his images looked like his vision, is what he said, and he only had two-dimensional, 2D vision, because he didn't have vision in both eyes. He talked to my twin sister, they started a dialogue, it's very exciting, he may go down a vision therapy path himself.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist, inventor, and stereograph curator Colleen Wolpert. She has 2 Kalamazoo exhibits coming up, Life of the Mind in February and Hey Ladies in May 2020. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.